Live from Annandale, this is The Grelly with your host, Jerry Negrelli.
Give people a second to get their tape recorders ready.
Jerry Negrelli.
This is the great Jerry Negrelli.
You are a guy who does a thing on the Pony's music.
Welcome to The Grelly. This is a show where I talk and play some parody songs. If you're new to the show, you may not realize that intro is meant to be somewhat ironic. But yeah, this is a lot of my stuff. So with that said, let's get right into it. I often start with very simple ambitions for the podcast and for the jingles, and then usually get carried away. An idea will spawn other songs. A podcast will spawn other little bits and things to throw in here. And that's no exception. This podcast here has been recorded over 2 days. I wasn't able to get everything done in the evening, so I'm trying something new. I'm recording now on a Saturday morning, so my voice may sound a little bit different, maybe better, maybe worse, I don't know. But we're continuing into day two to make sure we get this all out there and get you the content that you so eagerly are waiting for, I'm sure. So there are two new songs I wanted to play up front here. And the theme was around Tony trying to get somebody to host his podcast now that Chatter is closed. One of these was written in about 5 minutes. The other one took a couple of hours. See if you can tell which one's which. The quality of them may not help you with that, as they're both about the same. But anyway, the first one, I'd mentioned previously that I had about, 10 jingles in the queue that I wanted to write back when I went on a hiatus last time. And this is one of them. This is a parody of Crimson and Clover. And it was around the idea of Tony talking about the mural and offering great exposure. I just had that idea that that chorus of Crimson and Clover is great exposure could be a really great hook, but I never got around to writing it. Now that he's looking to move his podcast elsewhere, I believe that one of the things he's offering to people is great exposure, that, hey, I'll come record from your restaurant and you'll get great exposure, but you got to feed me and give me free stuff, but I'll record there and bring some customers. So this is a riff on that. Oftentimes that show only got one or two people there. So if they actually did it, I don't know how much of an offer that is. I'm sure for a pop-up, maybe you get a slightly larger crowd of 10 to 20 people or something. But that, that's always funny to me, that idea there. So I worked that in here. And then just the overall conceit of, the types of things that Tony would need and how he would need to be accommodated and his whole approach. And then the second one is a parody, more straightforward parody, of the Beatles song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? And that was one that just popped into my head of, do you want to host my podcast? And this, again, goes kind of on the same theme of what that might mean and how he might present that pitch. So here are Jerry's two new songs this week, Crimson and Clover and Do You Want to Know a Secret?
Ah! Now Chatter is over.
I did a show in my own restaurant. Now the bank tells me I'm not welcome there. Listen, do you want to host my podcast? Can you offer me free food. Whoa, whoa, really? I can get started today. I hope your customers will stay. I think I'll use that booth. If you host my show, here's my guarantee. I'll draw a crowd of up to 3. Where are you going? Don't you want to host my podcast? Though we don't travel very well. Oh no, let's do this. Sign this contract here and here. Now let me tell you about deer. They eat all my fruits.
I am on the Twitter at Jerry Negrelli. I want to give a shout out to Pete Carney, who's always on the feed, who's always one of the first to reply and seems to get some of the stupid jokes that I've got going there, some of the recurring themes these days. I wanted to share this tweet from Sully. He said, the first time I heard the original version of Old Town Road was in Hard Knocks. The Jerry Negrelli version is much more enjoyable. And oddly enough, the only reason I know that song is because of the ridiculous new Rambo trailer. And when I saw that, I said, oh, well, that's kind of a cool background song. And I saw on the tweets, people replying to it were like, oh, how you doing, fellow kids, using this hip new song for your old man movie. And so I had to research, what is this hip new song everybody's talking about? I'd never heard it. I just thought it was a really cool background for Rambo. So I hadn't heard it either. But now it's been like, you know, number one on Billboard for like 15 weeks straight or something, setting all kinds of records. Love that song. Waiting on some input from Luke and Steve Lipton. Hopefully we get that soon so we can get the recorded version of that up on littlesongs.net, the website where you can hear all these songs. And please leave comments for folks. Let them know that you're enjoying it. If you're not aware, we're running a promotion right now where you can get a free Grelly sticker if you leave a review on iTunes. Yep, payola, total pay for play here. Griff70, you've earned a sticker with this review. Soon to be a world traveler, Nashville, Tennessee next summer. Hope your podcast can reach out to even more littles. I'll always be your reference for buses without shocks. So Griff, please email ChineseFood@TKJingles.com to claim your sticker, and I'll get that right out to you. Also, TK Jingles, or Little Songs, is on the Patreon. Wanted to give a shout out to Tom for evolving from a chip to a monkey. A chip? A chimp to a monkey. Blew that one. Anyway, every time I mention Patreon, I usually lose backers, but Tom actually increased his pledge. So that's a new one, and I really appreciate that. Tom will now get an extra shirt for that, and that extra few dollars will help go towards all these songs. A lot of the karaoke tracks, a lot of the logos, all that stuff, I pay people for these things. And so you all, you know, helping to share that load helps relieve a little bit of that burden for me. And I really appreciate that. Here's another tweet from Joe Arrow. He said, I just directed a diehard loyal little to create an account at littlesongs.net. Amazing. There are still fans of This Show Stinks that do not know where to go to hear all the jingles, new and classic. And so on that note, here is Joe Arrow with a new song this week. Walking in Memphis about Chatter. This is a full-length John Fitzpatrick-style send-up, the whole frickin' song. And then I'm going to play a clip of another new song by Jesse West, set to Say Something. Before I play these, I had some notes here. Let me just toggle over here. So Joe's song, Walking in Memphis, actually has the exact same intro as KJ's parody of Free Ribs in Memphis about putting on boat deck shoes. But then it goes in a totally different direction, and it's got some great lyrics here and really evokes that era of the show. Some nice shout-outs to TK Jingles and all this Chatter stuff and all the littles gathering there. It's very melancholy and really sweet song. And then Jesse's song is one of those that, you know, I kind of wish I'd written it, where that song, it just has so much emotion to it, and this is the angst of waiting for Tony to record new episodes and just hoping, waiting for that podcast feed to be updated with 4 shows a week or 5 shows a week. So here's some new songs from Joe Arrow and Jesse West.
Put on my new boat shoes and I jumped on a train. Red line to a bar in Northwest DC, 6 a.m. in the pouring rain. Oh, Dr. Half-Wife,
likes to look down over me. Yeah, I bought my Seeky ticket, and now I'm sad as a boy can be. I love the podcast at Chatter, and here eat it some lizard while I have a meal. The podcast at Chatter. From my selection Sunday, there's a deal. The ghosts of autumn noises out on Wisconsin Avenue. They're blowing the leaves right up through the window to the dismay of a bought on stew. Now, Junior, he never called in. I guess Tom didn't pay him to. But there's a picture of his face in a funny place on the wall in the guy's bathroom. Went through the podcast and Chatter. I wore my classic TK Jingle shirt. The podcast and Chatter doesn't really hurt the way it hurts. They had Karen waiting tables. Chatter t-shirts everywhere. Hey, nice, reset the board to zero so we can get this on the air. Get it on the air from Chatter. Now it's KJ on the jingle, and damn it, she ain't good. Mike from Burke is crushing the old man like we all knew that he would. Now it's the last Friday of the season, and we pack the place so tight. Guy says, look at all these littles here. I said, man, you know that's right. The podcast will Chatter.
Podcast at Chatter.
I went to see a rich guy get free stuff. The podcast will Chatter.
Podcast at Chatter.
We can't go back again, man, that's so tough. Podcast from Chatter. Hearing Edith Salizzo while I have a meal. Podcast at Chatter.
Podcast at Chatter.
I'll never feel again the way that feels. Put on my new boat shoes and I jumped on a train. Red line to a bar in Northwest DC, 6 a.m. in the pouring rain. Red line to a bar in Northwest DC, 6 a.m. in the pouring rain.
Record something isn't the summer thrill. Listen to ads if you want me to.
So I mentioned that Jesse's song there is one that I wish I'd written. I always view myself with these jingles as more of a writer, not a performer or singer, although I really do enjoy that part. The real satisfaction I get out of most of these things is crafting the song and the idea. And it's one reason that I usually don't do a lot of suggested ideas, because I want to write it myself and usually will hijack whatever idea somebody has submitted to me and switch it up with my own stuff and then, you know, probably disappoint whoever submitted it originally because I've basically cannibalized their idea for my own whims. But Chris Strobel sent out a suggestion to do a parody of Beautiful Boy with the chorus of Privileged Boy. And I like that as a title. I think it's funny. I don't really have any ideas, though. Everything that I come up with, borders on insulting or mean. I don't really want to do a takedown song of Michael. But I will put that out here to the audience of this show. If you have ideas of things about being a privileged boy that might fit for a parody like this, please email ChineseFood@tkjingles.com or tweet me and let me know your thoughts. You can find The Chain with Chris Strobel on my Twitter feed if you want to reply directly there, or you can just send me some email with suggestions. So to help inspire you, there are a few lines in that song that I think need to be incorporated or reflected or somehow changed. So when I think of Beautiful Boy, the other than the chorus, the things that jump out to me are that opening line, close your eyes, have no fear, the monster's gone, he's on the run, and your daddy's here. And so something about, you know, the dad helping to indulge or otherwise protect the son with some ridiculous gift or, you know, giveaway or something like that, or inheritance, may fit in nicely there. Also, in the bridge, there's a really cool bit where, you know, John Lennon's song, this is about his son, Sean. And there's a part where he says, out on the ocean, Sean, Sean. And so ocean has this echo, which is the kid's name. And it's just such a neat, subtle little thing that I don't know if we can echo Mike somehow. And there's not a lot of words that end with Mike, if there's any besides Mike. Maybe there's Heiser or Cole. I don't know what that would even be. But anyway, it's something to think about there. There's a way to get that in there. I'd love to do some send-up of that part. And then the really quotable lyric from this song that's on t-shirts and stickers and stuff is, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. It's just a great line. And so I'm sure that there's something there about privilege or life or something that could be worked in for this particular song. So that's it. Please send me your thoughts. Privileged Boy. Would love to record it. I just need some seeds to help get this thing going. If you're new to this show and Little Songs in general, you may not know that it used to be called TK Jingles, and we had our own website, and there was a TK Jingles weekly podcast, which is still up on iTunes. That ridiculous name comes from the fact that I commissioned a logo from one of those logo design competition sites, and one of the suggestions misspelled podcast. I mean, I don't know how you do that and put an R in there. So I thought that was so stupid that that became the new name of the show, the podcast, which really, I guess, should be a show about cattle or beef or something. But no, it was about parody songs. Anyway, a couple years ago when Tony left the radio, I was contacted by his lawyers and told that I had to drop the initials TK from everything I was doing and come up with a new name. And it was just a really awkward situation. I sort of understood that they wanted to protect their IP, but I'm not making any money on this really, and didn't feel that I was in any way infringing, but you know, I went along with it and did my best to help. But it led to some really awkward BS, like this exchange right here.
Chevy Chase.
Do one more verse. Can't do one more verse.
Can't do one more verse. I'm sorry.
Where can they hear the song? Hear the song.
I'm not sure.
We have to discuss this at some point.
Wow! After all this time, Nigel, why did I lift those weights? The songs are all online. So tell me, why did I lift those weights? I put in so much work. Why'd I lift those weights? I thought that we were friends. Why'd I lift those weights?
So when it comes to TK Jingles and the name change, I think more people were offended on my behalf than I was actually offended. While I was very frustrated and discouraged that this thing I'd sunk so much energy into had to be changed, you know, I think it all worked out. And while the new website is maybe a little bit less memorable and less discoverable because the name isn't as unique as TK, hopefully, you know, you're still listening to this. There's still some people around. We're keeping this going, and I'm still having a ton of fun when I have the chance to sit down and do these songs. So it all worked out. But the reason I'm mentioning this right now, First of all, you know, to orient folks that are new to this show, kind of on the background. But also, there is a guy, Tim Kawakami, I think his name is, who has a podcast called The TK Show. And it has a huge TK logo. Now, I would think he has a claim to The TK Show, given that his initials are TK. Which makes me think that had I just found somebody with that name, like if Todd Takei had been willing to just change his name to Todd K, I could have just used his thing and said, oh yeah, this is an homage to Todd. Now let's sing some Tony songs. But apparently, as long as you have that, some claim to that, you can have something called The TK Show, and the IMG digital lawyers, those guys won't come after you. So a few of you may have noticed, I've been retweeting and sharing clips of The TK Show and the things on Twitter, because Tim will have takes that are similar to Tony's, and so I'll just ape that, hey, look, here's a new consistent take. TK is so TK. And other folks are just confused, like, why are you sharing this other TK's thing? But, you know, part of that is just my consistent need to smash a joke into the ground and make a point. But I find it interesting that there is a TK show that is now quoted on Twitter all the time. With, I mean, the TK in this logo is so huge, you can't even see the word the. It's just so massive. And so every time I see it, it's like a little needle, you know, in the back. Like, oh, look at this TK out there. But you had to change. So just wanted to share that. If you see those tweets, please join the conversation. I'm really having fun sharing TK memes and jokes out there for Tim and his thing. And he's actually a good writer on The Athletic and has a lot of good things to say. So it's not like it's just total garbage. Like, Tim is actually really good. And I think he's the editor-in-chief of their San Fran group. So anyway, that's my little bit on The TK Show. If you have questions about that or anything about behind this, I'd love to explore it in future episodes. Here is a song that I recorded just after that legal thing all ended with a slightly harsher finish. This was the original version that I edited for the TK Jingles podcast because I didn't want to be mean. But, you know, that was a couple years ago. So here is the version that I originally intended to write about that whole saga.
Not so long ago, I decided to build a new website. A place to hear all those silly songs from the end of Tony's show. And even if they didn't air, you could find them all there. We'd record those songs and post them online. At 11:51 you could hear them live. But it's not been that way in what feels like so long. That bird has flown. That was a different show, and how times have changed. Now I'm taking phone calls about the website's name. 'Cause I called it TK Jingles, and my big mistake was those little initials. Now I've got to change them 'cause of some asshole.
You're listening to The Grelly.
So if you follow me online or on the Twitter or any other social media stuff, I'm sure you've seen mention of the Nashville Kickstarter. And I wish there was a way to get to folks more directly without being a nuisance, but unfortunately I've found that I have to tweet the same thing like 5 times in a day to actually get people to click on it. And then, you know, send multiple reminder emails, which to me is a bit of a nuisance. I don't like getting that stuff, but I haven't found another way other than maybe this podcast of getting directly to people to say, hey, you probably should do this. And even then, you know, you may not be listening to this within a week of when I recorded it, so I don't know how effective that is. If you have other suggestions on ways that people contact you for marketing that actually is meaningful, I'd love to hear it. But anyway, the Kickstarter is over, so you won't be getting much more notifications about that. And I posted a link on there with the current shirt designs. I wanted to talk about them quickly here just to remind you or orient you to what we're doing. So the first is the one that I really designed, which is the Music City logo. And I wanted to incorporate the VI in Nashville somehow in the logo. and wanted to have sort of a script look, very similar to the Desolation of Songe bootleg shirt. Just a very simple, it's got look, it's got some Easter eggs in there. It's really cool design. It's going to come in both a gray men's shirt and a purplish scoop neck women's shirt. It's lovely. Then the other one, inspired by several folks, Lee, I think, had this idea, and then Ed Butt really wanted to see it made. The salute shirt, it's got a parody of the Star Trek logo and then the Vulcan salute mixed with the TK salute to make that six. It turned out great. Then we have Star City is a nickname for this next one. It's a parody of the Picard logo where the A in Picard, they use that little Star Trek badge. So I did the same thing with Nashville, making the A into that little badge. I'm not sure if Custom Ink will print this one. I may have to go through my guys, but then they don't do the digital printing. They do like screen prints. So this one may be a little bit complicated to print. I'll have to figure that out. But I love the look. I mean, this almost could be the official logo if it had more going on to it. And then the other custom shirt for the all Kickstarter was Workerman Hero. I went through a couple different iterations with a few different artists. I wanted to create a superhero type t-shirt for the Workerman Hero. I love how this thing turned out. It's got a really badass leaf blower guy standing in a very heroic pose. I was trying to go for an X-Force style look, and I think it turned out great. The text looks really nice as well. So I hope you like that one, and that a few of you actually sign up for it so that it makes sense to actually print. I think that the screen print setup fee is like $80, and each shirt costs, I don't know, it can go all the way down to six, but it can start as high as 12, depending on how many I make. So if only one or two of you want the shirt, it's going to cost me like $50 a piece to make them, which would be a huge self-sabotage, pretty typical. And then lastly, the official Kickstarter logo for Nashville 2020 is still not done. I've got two semifinal versions. Just don't like them enough. So I'm going back to the drawing board. I put out one more revision request to my designers, and then Jeff Jones may be getting back involved next week or the week after to really help me polish this thing and make it nice. With all the time and energy we put into this, I hate to have a half-baked, half-assed logo. I mean, it's fine for the podcast to have that ridiculous little thing, but for the Kickstarter and the actual Jingle Fest, I want this thing to be cool. I want folks to like it, and I want there to be some themes and inside jokes and things that really add to it. I'm going to try to go more like the bootleg style of mostly text-based, very simple. I don't want it to be super busy like some of the previous poster style logos, like the old Desolation of Song or even Liver. So it won't be that complex, but we're going to go back and see if we can tweak that a little bit. And I hope you like it, you know, and you'll have the option if you back the project or if you're on the Patreon to get one or more of these shirts. So send me your feedback, and I'll be sending out the surveys as soon as I have that official logo done for folks to get their stuff.
Just a guy, just a guy with a bar. Won't you give me free art? Just a guy, just a guy with a bar. Won't you give me your art?
I wanted to remind you that this podcast is brought to you by Bowling Branch, Love at First Splinter. And I've got some new copy here. Just wanted to go through here. So it says to describe your experience with the Bowling Branch. Now, I'm not a big bowler, so I haven't actually used this product, but I imagine that if I was at a bowling alley, drinking some beer and wearing those disgusting shoes, I probably would want to have an old discarded twig to jam into the ball to throw it down the aisle. I mean, I wouldn't want to put my fingers in those gross balls. So the Bowling Branch actually protects you from those germs. I mean, you're going to get a few splinters, obviously, but you can jam this twig in there, chuck it down there. It may break because, you know, the balls are super heavy, and this is just a brittle twig. So you might want to buy a few of them. It doesn't mention any promotions here for a discount, but it does say that they have a new 100% wood stick that's available right now. Only $19.99. Get your bowling branch. And you know, I guess if you get five of them, they'll only be $100. That would probably last for a weekend. Maybe do that, you know, twice. Maybe get 10 or something. But yeah, check out Bowling Branch. They've always been a great sponsor of this show, and really appreciate their support. Can't say that I love this product, having never used it, but they have paid me to say that, so I will. I love Bowling Branch. It's amazing. You'll love it too.
And now, back to the Grelly.
I mentioned earlier that I used to do a show called the TK Jingles Weekly Podcast. It was a weekly show for the most part, and it featured interviews with folks from Tony's show, like Gary and Kevin and stuff. So go check those out if you haven't heard them. There's some great material in there. And I mentioned last week that I was a big fan of Cracked Magazine because Mad was too mainstream. And that same thing I realized could be applied to my favorite guest that I ever had on the podcast, Scary Gary Allen, who was like the poor man's Weird Al. It was a guy I heard on the Dr. Demento show and said, oh, nobody's ever heard of this guy. So that's going to be my Weird Al. I'm going to like him instead. I just had this real need to like take the off brand. I'm drinking Pepsi, I'm reading Cracked, and I'm listening to Scary Gary. Forget all the stuff that everybody else likes. Anyway, that's just the TK Jingles Weekly Podcast. Check it out on iTunes. I wanted to talk about something I listened to this week. So there's a bunch of other podcasts out there. I'm not even sure what podcast this was from, but it came up on my YouTube feed as something to listen to. And Tom Papa, who's a comedian, was interviewing Jerry Seinfeld, who I love, and love Jerry's approach to everything because it's very obsessive and similar to, I think, how I approach this, that you have to put a ton of hours and a ton of work into it just to get that one little bit, that one little nugget. If you throw enough time and energy into something, you're going to be able to get something good. And Jerry and Tom were talking about crafting a set. And Tom talked about the pressure of having to have fresh material every time he did something. And it's something that I share that concern with this show and with all the things I've done at Little Songs and, you know, formerly TK Jingles, not wanting to regurgitate old stuff and not wanting to repeat myself and bore you with the same old content. And I thought Jerry's reaction was great to that point about, hey, you know, I want to make sure that every time I present myself, it's all new stuff. And Jerry said, Tom, who do you think you are? Are you so important that everybody's heard this before? Those that have not heard it, which is most everybody, are going to like it. And those that have, they're coming for you. So they're going to like it anyway. And I thought that was just such a great perspective. So be prepared for just a pure regurgitation of all my previous stuff now. We're just going to keep playing the same things over and over. But no, seriously, I mean, it really helped reorient me to how I address the Jingle Fest and this, because I really do feel a lot of pressure not to churn out the same stuff over and over. But I'll try to strike a balance. So I'm going to be playing some classic things as well as new things and mixing it up as we go through here. And with that in mind, here is a song we've played twice in the last few weeks, but this is now the final version of it. I tweaked the lyrics a little bit. This is All Your Favorite Restaurants.
Chatter served up hot French fries to folks from all around the country, from Charlottesville to California. Last time I went there, they handed out free pints to my old party. It seemed odd that they were giving them away. I hope the show without an audience still hands out Chinese meat. I hope that Kevin Sheehan sometimes does the weather. I hope the world
One of the key features of the TK Jingles Weekly Podcast was a custom intro song every single week. And that's something I put a lot of time into. And there were 138 episodes of the podcast, which is great because that's a classic Simpsons episode. And almost everyone had a new custom song for it. So in addition to all the bonus garbage that I put out there, there's all these custom intro songs. And as I've looked back through, I don't remember half of them, but there's such great material that can be mined, as I mentioned a second ago, for this show. So I'm going to play a few of these that I really enjoyed, and I think they're relevant to this show now, and I think that I can tweak at least one of them, this first one especially, to Tony's show, and I can come up with a new version. If you have ideas for things that stink about Tony's show, please send that to me. So I'm going to play Things, which is just about how this show stinks, and then To Make You Feel My Love is all about how many of you listeners torture your family members by making them listen to this show, as if Tony's show wasn't bad enough. Now there's just some guy talking about the jingles in the final 2 minutes of the show. So this is great. And then another one is about my obsession with writing these songs and how it kind of takes over and dominates everything. So we have Things, To Make You Feel My Love, and It's My Life.
Every week I sit here in my kitchen, working on a brand new show for you, just for you. Pat myself on the back and laughing. If you think that it stinks, well, I guess that might be true.
Stinks
when I start to blast.
Stinks
all those annoying ads.
Stinks
like a relaxing schwitz. When will I retire that bit?
Stinks
every week.
Stinks.
Well, that's tongue-in-cheek, because I actually think this podcast is pretty cool.
When we're driving down the interstate and you're buckled up and can't run away, when you're trapped, that's when I'll hit play and make you hear this show. Some inside jokes and some parodies, they have the nerve to call it comedy. But Jerry talks so much, it's a tragedy when I make you hear this show. I know you don't even like Tony's show. Well, you really ain't heard nothing yet. So come with me down the rabbit hole. You'll see there's so much lower we can get.
I remember the day when Mr. Tony invited all the ladles to send songs. I was so excited. I thought it might be fun to do one or two, but I got carried away and now it's all I do. It's my life.
As I look to pay homage to Chatter and that whole era there, I had been working on a parody, this is from the backlog, of a Travis song called Flowers in the Window, about Tony spending an hour in the window doing his show. And this was meant to be really small and simple. But now that that's over, I like how this has evolved. This is going to be a full-length song. So this is the episode of just like full-length songs. So it's going to start with a little reflection on my first discovering Tony and then transitioning to going to listen to him live. Then we talk about all the Littles coming to do that and that whole experience. And then we'll kind of wrap it up that it's over with some, you know, kind of looking back. So without further ado, here is a super long parody of Flowers in the Window about Tony spending an hour in the window doing a show and talking golf.
When I first heard you, you were old. A former writer, I was told. But that was 15 years ago. Now here we are. Buying eggs and coffee at your bar. Wow, look at you now. An hour in the window, always talking golf. Golf, golf, golf. Near the street where everything's loud. You never got that million, but anyone can see that you would do the show for free. The Littles come from miles around to hear the daily ramblings of a bald orange clown. You hear them laugh and hear them cheer. They stick around, hoping for some garbage souvenirs. Wow, look at you now, an hour in the window, always talking golf. Golf, 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 near the street where everything's loud. You never got that million, but anyone can see you would do the show for free. Oh, wow, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. So now we're here and now it's time to lock up all the doors and say goodbye, bye, bye. We'll always have the memories of Tony's hours in the window in D.C. Wow, look at you now, an hour in the window, always talking golf. Golf, 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 near the street where everything's loud. You never got that million, but anyone can see you would do the show for free. Oh, wow, look at you now, an hour in the window, always talking golf. Nothing rhymes with golf on the street where everything's loud. You never got that million, but anyone can see you would do the show for free. Oh. Free. You would do the show for free.
So that just about does it for this week's episode of The Grelly. What'd you think? Send me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. Find me on the iTunes, leave a review, or send a note at Jerry Negrelli on the Twitter. Would love to hear from you, what you like, what you don't like, ideas for Privileged Boy. I would love to get some of those. Other songs that maybe we should do, things from the show that you'd love to hear more of. Send me your thoughts, send me your feedback, and we will continue this conversation in a week or so. Got some vacation coming up. Hopefully I can squeeze in an episode before that. If not, we'll be back soon thereafter. Thank you.
These little songs that make me so happy, they're short and dumb and sometimes funny. Yeah, these little songs that make me so happy, but it's good. It's good that they're free.
Little known fact, it was the success of Jerry's TK Jingles podcast that prompted this whole thing for Tony.